Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the service tonight. And I am recording this from my home once again. It is Wednesday, by the way. I will tell you that. It is April 7th, and so I am actually recording this on Wednesday. And I hope to be preaching live tonight, but we're unable to leave our home as of right now. And so this is being recorded. And so, maybe I'll even be able to be at the office when this is being played, but I've recorded all of these as if it were the day, and it wasn't the day. You already knew that, though, but it is actually Wednesday. Right now, it's actually 1 p.m., and so praise the Lord for the opportunity to open God's Word, and I trust that this will be an encouragement to you as we study from the book of Psalm tonight. Would you, if you have your Bible, would you go with me to Psalm 138? Psalm 138. We will be looking at several passages of Scripture throughout this Bible study, preaching time, and I'm also not confident that it will take 1 week. We might do two Wednesday nights of this. We'll see. And I hope that you've had a great day today. A little bit of rain out there. We probably needed a little bit of rain after all the beautiful weather we've been having, and this keeps it nice and green in our area, and I praise the Lord for His goodness, and I praise the Lord for the church. Don't you? I'm so glad for the church, the pillar and ground of the truth, and I hope we're appreciating the local church, and I know that we need to be more fervent for the Lord in these days. We need to be more in love with God in these days. That's really where it all starts. Our Christian life starts in our love for the Lord, and I hope that you love Him even more today than you did yesterday and every day, that it would be that way. Well, I'd like to open up our Bibles, as I said. I'd like to seek the Lord's help in this theme tonight of worship during troublesome times. Worship during troublesome times. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that can rightly divide the word of truth. And I pray that even now, your Holy Spirit would be the preacher and teacher. Empty me of self. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill every listener with your Spirit. Help us, God, to be drawn closer to you than we ever have been. Help us to not just know about Jesus, but to know Jesus. And, Lord, to walk in His way and walk in His will. God, we want your will to be done in this meeting. Father, we know that in these days, many people are hurting. Many people are grieving. Many people are fearful. And, Lord, I pray that we would be about the Master's business like never before. And Lord, I pray that you would use this teaching time, preaching time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 138. This psalm begins with a song of thanksgiving, and it ends with a song of trust. You know, I was thinking about those two words, thanksgiving and trust. These are two words that you and I need to live by, whether it's a time of trouble or whether it's a time of blessing. And by the way, trouble can be a blessing as well. Let's not forget that. And just because something is troublesome doesn't mean that it doesn't end in a blessing. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. But these are two words, thanksgiving and trust, that need to be a part of the believer's vocabulary, whether it's pouring down rain, so to speak, or whether it's no clouds in the sky and a beautiful sunny day. We need to be men and women. We need to be teenagers that are known by thanksgiving, that we are known by our trust for the Lord. And that's what we see in the psalmist writing here. The psalmist in this case would be David. And what I'd like to do is journey through this, and we're going to be flipping back and forth to other places of Scripture. And so if you've got one of these little gizmos, it would help, right? And you can put it right there in Psalm 138, because we'll find our way getting back there. The first thing I would like to mention to you by way of this theme of worship during troublesome times, number one, is that worship should be in present times of trouble, God is to be worshipped. When trouble is present, let me say it that way, maybe. When trouble is present, God is to be worshipped. Maybe right now you would look at your life, and we would look at the life of Anchor Baptist Church, and we would look at the life of the believer as a whole, and we might say that there is trouble in our life right now. We might say that there's trouble in our church right now. We might say there's trouble in our country right now. And I would have to say wholeheartedly that there is trouble right now in our world. There is trouble in our country. We need to be praying for the country of Canada. We need to be praying for our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. First and foremost, we need to be praying that he would know who God is. That he would know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And that he would get saved. I'm pretty confident that he's not a believer. And we need to be praying for him. We need to be praying for his family and to be saved. We need to be praying for Premier John Horgan here in British Columbia. I do not know his spiritual background either. But we need to be praying for him and his family, if they're not, to be saved. To know who Jesus Christ is, that he's the only hope for heaven. He's the only true hope for peace in the midst of a world greatly lacking in peace. And so I think it's very easy to look at our world in which we are living. And by the way, not just in 2021, but any time that you look into the world historically, and I'll go ahead and tell you that moving forward as well, there is going to be a way, there's going to be a place, a time where there's trouble. This world is not going to be trouble-free. This world is not going to be free of fear until the Prince of Peace is ruling and reigning. And I'm grateful that day is coming. Aren't you looking forward to it? And so it's not something that we can look at this world, and it's not something that we are hoping that trouble will be completely eliminated. By the way, trouble, again, I say it again with emphasis, trouble is not going to be eliminated apart from the Lord Jesus Christ ruling and reigning. Now that day is coming, but until that day comes, our Bible tells us that perilous, troublesome times will come, and quite possibly have come. But that doesn't mean that we have been relieved of the responsibility, the privilege maybe would be a better word, that we have been given to worship Almighty God. And so I'd like to take down several words that how should we in this present time of trouble be worshiping God? Number one, write down the word thankfully. Thankfully. We see in verse number 1 of Psalm 138, you should have that there. Psalm 138, verse number 1 says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. When we think about this word praise and we think about singing praise, we come to this word thankfully. David is caught up in the majesty of God. David is caught up in the wonder of God. There is trouble, but David is caught up in the power of Almighty God. And we see here that he is praising God. I submit to you that praise and thanksgiving are closely related. The word praise and the word thanksgiving, the spirit of thanksgiving, are closely related. It would do all of us some good on this Wednesday evening to just pause and remember the goodness of God. It would do all of us some good on this Wednesday evening. Maybe it's still raining by the time church starts, I don't know. But it'd do all of us some good to take a page out of Psalm 138 in verse number 1 and say, I'm going to thankfully, in this time of trouble, I'm going to thankfully praise Almighty God. I'm going to sing a song of praise to the Lord, of worship to the Lord. By the way, you can sit around, and I can sit around in self-pity, and I'll tell you this right now, it will do you no good, and it will do those around you no good. We've got to get beyond this self-pity. Woe is me. I'm just going to go eat worms. Nobody likes me. Nobody loves me. I'm just going to go eat worms and have this self-pity and false humility type attitude. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't accomplish anything. Well, it accomplishes something. It just makes matters worse. Whether it's an emotional, whether it's a spiritual, whether it's a physical time of trouble, I want to encourage you tonight, we need to have a time of worship, and it should be characterized thankfully. How should it be done? Thankfully. Go to Psalm 95, please. Psalm 95. And I want to tell you right now, I'm preaching to me, if no one else. I'm preaching to the pastor. I'm preaching to Ben Turner right now that I need to have, in this troublesome time, my worship needs to be known by thankfulness. When God is to be worshipped thankfully. Psalm 95 and verse number 2. Let us come before His presence with what, church? Thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. You know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? Come before His presence with thanksgiving. Turn over to Psalm 100. It might be on the same page. You've got a Scofield Reference Bible. It's on the same page. I have a Scofield Reference, and so it's on the same page. Notice the psalmist tells us how we're to enter His gates in verse number 4. And I probably you've been memorizing this psalm, or you have memorized it. It's part of our patch club, God willing, that we'll be beginning this coming Lord's Day. And Psalm 100 is part of the scripture memory. Look at here what it says in Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into His gates with what? Thanksgiving. You know what it doesn't say there? Enter into His gates with a truck. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. It doesn't say enter into His gates with a truckload of worries and fears and dump them out. That's not what it says. It says when we enter into His gates, we are to enter with thanksgiving. And when we enter into His courts, we're to come with praise and we're to be thankful unto Him and we're to bless His name. Oh, church, I want to challenge you to this evening. Gratitude is the key in troublesome times. Gratitude opens the door to overcoming worry and fear. As we enter into the presence of Almighty God in troublesome times, we are to worship Him thankfully. I don't want to come into His presence and dump a whole load of worry and fear and all of that. Well, there's a time for that. There's a place for that. No, it says enter with praise. It says enter with thanksgiving. It says enter singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Yes, we can cast all our care and our burdens on Him, but it should follow this time of praise and time of thanksgiving. Oh, may God help us to enter thankfully. May God help us to worship thankfully. If it is God's will, I want to encourage you. Be encouraged. If it is God's will, He is more than qualified to turn the tide in your troublesome time. God is more than qualified to turn the tide in the time of trouble in 2021. He's more than capable. But in the troublesome time, might we come back and might we go back and might we get back to worshiping Him thankfully. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Oh, we need to worship God in this present time of trouble. And it should be characterized, as the psalmist said, with, I will praise Thee. I will sing praise unto Thee. We should do it thankfully. Thankfully. Oh, when's the last time you thanked God that you got up, or you were able to get up in the morning? When's the last time you thanked God that your car started? You know what? We are known for this, aren't we? We pray when things are broken, but we don't give thanks when things aren't broken. Now, maybe you do that. Praise God if you do. I need to do it more often. Well, I haven't had to start my car recently, but anyway. When's the last time you thanked God for whatever, fill in the blank? Now, we're equipped to praise God when things aren't going right. Oh, but I say we need to worship God thankfully in times of trouble, yes. But in our everyday life, give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Oh, how often do we thank the Lord for our salvation? The psalmist said, I will praise Thee. Have you made that a part of your daily life? More than once, I'm sure, I hope, during the day. I will praise Thee. Praise Him thankfully. Number two, I believe that our worship in troublesome times ought to be wholeheartedly. It ought to be wholeheartedly. Verse 1 and 2, I will praise Thee with my, what's the next word? Whole. Whole. H-O-L-E. It means the entire being, the entireness of it, the entirety of it, excuse me. I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified Thy word above all Thy name. It is clear to me that King David gave his all. Do you remember that other passage of Scripture that tells us that David came back after a time of blessing and victory, and the Bible says that he danced before the Lord with all his might? It was an expression of David's worship to the Lord. And we're not going to go into the type of dancing and all of that. I'm not for what most people consider dancing today. But that's not even the point. The point is that David wholeheartedly gave his all. And David said here in verse number 1 that my worship, God, is going to be with my whole heart. I want to ask you a question as we consider this wholeheartedly. What pursuits in our lives have we given ourselves wholeheartedly to? What are we pursuing in 2021 wholeheartedly? You know, folks, it's clear to me in the Bible that God deserves to be pursued wholeheartedly first and foremost. Matthew 6 and 33, you know it. Say it with me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Say it again, please. Matthew 6, 33. Ready? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Is it said, can it be said of you, can it be said of me, that we are seeking God, that we are worshiping God wholeheartedly? Has something come in the way of your pursuit of God? Has something come in the way of your love for God? Has something come in the way of your Bible reading? Has something come in the way of your witness for the Lord? Oh, do we need to be a more passionate witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? And I would say to you that if we are wholeheartedly following God, that when the opportunity comes and the Holy Spirit says, it's time to witness, we will witness. I have to say that I need to do a better job of being sensitive to the leading of the Lord in witnessing and communicating with people and staying in contact with people, especially those that I know that are not saved. If my whole heart is in it, then I would say to you tonight that God would have his rightful place on the throne, and I would be led of him in a more passionate way to reach people for the gospel, for the glory of God, pardon me, with the gospel. David said, with my whole heart, I'm not just going to get in this and do it for a bit. It's going to be with my whole heart. David had his failures. David had his faults. That's why I'm so glad God gave us everything about every Bible character that he wanted to give us. I'm glad that he showed us Peter many times doing this or doing that. But he also showed us Peter preaching with the power of the Holy Spirit of God in Pentecost. I'm glad he showed us the faults and the failures of the people in the Bible, because you and I have faults and failures. You and I have trouble sometimes. Oh, could David write about trouble sometimes? Yes, he could. Why is it so many people say, when times are difficult, I go to the Psalms? Why? Because David was writing many times on the run and in hiding, and even in not in sin, but coming back from God and pouring out his heart. Psalm 51. We see that. And we can relate to these. I wonder, what pursuits in your life have you given yourself more to than pursuing the will of God for your life? Oh, teenager, pursue the will of God. You say, Pastor Turner, I'm 14 years old. I'm just trying to figure out things. I'm trying to navigate through COVID-19 with my family. I'm 14 and I'm struggling a little bit with all of this. Can I encourage you to reach out for help? Talk to your parents. They want to talk to you. Talk to Pastor Nathan, men. Talk to Mrs. Ravert, ladies. I'm available. My wife's available. What are you pursuing? Don't get caught up into this pursuit of what the world has to offer. Don't get distracted by the things that are going on right now. As a young person, establish yourself right now that you want to pursue God wholeheartedly. You want to worship God wholeheartedly as much as a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old or a 12-year-old possibly can. And even you peanuts out there that are 8, 9, and 10 years old and 5 and 4 years old listening right now, tell your dad and tell your mom and tell your God, he'll listen. I want to pursue you wholeheartedly. In times of difficulty, in times of trouble, in this present time of trouble, God is to be worshipped wholeheartedly. Go with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Oh, God is helping you right now. I tell you what, God's encouraging me and God is convicting me right now, even as I'm speaking about these terms. Thankfully, a lot of complaining been done in the last 13 months amongst God's people. Whole lot of complaining. How much thanking has been done? Wholeheartedly, oh, I might say, a lot of apathy in worship in the last 13 months, possibly. I don't know. Only you and God know in your life. How about some wholehearted worship? How about some wholehearted service? Psalm 119, verse 2, the Bible says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. The word blessed there means happy. If you're wholeheartedly worshiping God, it's going to help you be a lot more happy. Happier. It's going to help you be happier. There we go. That's better English. Look at verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Oh, with my whole heart. Verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Verse 58. Thou art my portion, O Lord. Thou art my portion, O Lord. That's 57. That's a good one too, you know. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Oh, I'm telling you this evening, I'm telling you, well, it is afternoon while I'm preaching, but we're listening to it in the evening time. It's time that we as God's people be thankful in our worship. It's time that we as God's people be wholehearted in our worship. Why? Because God gave us His best. God gave us His all. Holy, almighty, our Father God, if you will, God the Father, gave us His best when He gave us His Son. He deserves today. He deserves tomorrow. He deserves every day that you and I can take a breath in. He deserves our full and undivided attention. You know when you have your children's attention, don't you? You know, many times it comes down, and we were, we were with Caleb and Abby and Carson and all the family. And I just remember hearing when Caleb was trying to talk to Carson about something, helping him. I heard him do this a couple of times, probably Abby too, but I heard him do this, look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. You know, God knows when He has, and you know when you have, you know when you have your child's attention, if they're looking at a phone, or if they're reading a book, or if they're watching TV, you don't have their attention. But if they're looking right in your eyes, they have your attention. Oh, I'm telling you this afternoon, God deserves my whole heart. God deserves my whole attention. There's so many other, things that are grabbing for me and for you. Oh, church family, this evening, might we give God our whole heart? God gave us His all. Aren't you so thankful? Aren't you blessed? Aren't you glad that God gave us His best when He gave us the Lord Jesus Christ? And I'm thankful today to be called a child of God because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You might be watching tonight. You may not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you died tonight, you would be in hell. If you died tomorrow, you would be in hell. And because you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, well, you have the opportunity to be saved because God loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God put everything in so that you and I could be saved. He gave wholeheartedly. He gave His best. He so loved the world, meaning it's so hard to comprehend. It just keeps loving and loving, for God is love. Do you know Him as your personal Savior tonight? Oh, if not, I trust that you would bow your head even now and bend your knee and bow your head even now and come to know Christ as Savior, turning to Him from your sin and accepting Him as your personal Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus gave His all as well. He said in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Wholeheartedly. God deserves to be worshipped thankfully. God deserves to be worshipped wholeheartedly. Number two. And then, number three, we need to worship God courageously. Courageously. Look what it says in verse number one. He said, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. This reference before the gods is reference to the pagan nations and leaders that were surrounding Judah. They were not going to prevent David from worshiping the one true God courageously. The song says, "This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." While we know this world is not our home, it is our temporary dwelling place for now. It is the place that God has us, that we are worshiping Him right now from this world, wicked world, sinful world, a world that is controlled by the prince and power of the air, given that control only by God the Father, but He is walking about seeking whom He may devour. We are living in a world anti-God, anti-truth, anti-Bible, anti-goodness of God. And yet we are to live and we are to sing and we are to praise. We are to worship Him courageously. I love that thought, don't you? Before the gods will I sing praise. Our society, almost by the second, exaggerating a little bit there. Literally though, by the day, by the week, definitely by the month and year, is becoming more and more anything to do with God, anything to do with Jesus Christ, against it. In fact, in many cases, it's becoming to where certain things preached from the Bible are labeled as hate speech. Isn't that something? That's the day in which we live. We can either fight it, and possibly that's coming. We can complain about it. That doesn't do any good. Or we can courageously stand for truth. We can courageously. I wonder, even under the sound of my voice tonight, how much you would be willing to stand. And I'll refrain from commenting on the current situation that we're living in for now. But we need to stand courageously. We need to worship God courageously. This is no time to take a back seat to anything or anyone. This is time to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press toward the mark. That means advance. That means move forward. You can't press toward the mark backsliding. You can't press toward the mark sitting down, twiddling your thumbs. It's impossible. We need some men. We need some courageous men. We need some courageous women. We need some courageous teenagers that would say, "I'm going to worship God. I'm going to praise God courageously. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, no matter the society around me, no matter how pagan it becomes, no matter how humanistic it becomes, no matter how anti-God it becomes, by the grace of God, I'm going to, with a smile on my face, I'm going to courageously worship my God." Oh, I'm preaching to me right now. Give me courage, Lord. Give me boldness. Give me compassion. May we always be known as people who speak the truth in love. But may we speak the truth. We must worship Him thankfully. Oh, boy, I tell you. If that's all you got tonight, you got a truckload, thankfully. We must worship Him wholeheartedly. Put everything into it. Don't give God the leftovers. I like leftovers when it comes to eating, but God deserves the best. I don't know if we had you to our home, if we would ever consider giving anyone as a guest leftovers. I just don't think we'd do it. But even though they would be fine, what would we give you? We would give you the best. Warm, hot cooked meal. Fresh. How much greater should we give God the best? How much more should we pay attention to the way we're living, to the point that we don't give God what we have left, but we give Him the best? The best of our worship. The best of our time. the best of our treasure, the best of our life. Don't wait to give God your life. Give Him your life now and give it to Him wholeheartedly. And then courageously, worship God courageously. Let's look at one more. I trust that God's helping you. And I want underneath, there's going to be three thoughts underneath this last one. But number four, intelligently. Intelligently. Verses 2 and 3, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Verse 3, in the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. Number four, intelligently. How do we worship Him intelligently? Number one, we praise Him for mercy and truth. Do you see that there? We praise Him for mercy and truth. He says, I will worship toward thy holy temple, praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. Go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, we praise Him for mercy and truth. Psalm 25, verse number 10. The Bible says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. Psalm 57 and verse 3, I'll read to you. You may turn there, but I'm going to read it. I have it in my notes. God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. We're talking about worshiping Him intelligently, and we're praising Him that He is our example of mercy and truth. Think about it. He has the perfect balance of mercy and truth. Many of us, unfortunately, emphasize one or the other. We're either too merciful or we're too truthful. Now you say, how can you be too truthful? Well, what that means is that you never give anyone, you never extend grace to anyone. And it's more about not what you believe, but it's how your demeanor in your beliefs. God is the perfect balance of both mercy and truth. Not compromising truth, but being merciful at the same time. Someone that is overly merciful maybe will allow things to go, Someone that's too merciful would let things go that aren't supposed to be let go and hold people to the truth. So we want to worship God intelligently, and this is how we want to live our lives. We want to be merciful and truthful and merciful at the same time. So we praise Him for His merciful. We praise Him for His mercy and truth. Secondly, underneath intelligently, we praise Him for His magnified word. Do you see that in verse 2? His magnified word, Psalm 138, verse 2. The word of God. It ought to be magnified. How is it magnified? It's magnified by how much time you spend in it. It's magnified about how much time we put it into our lives. It's magnified by how much we obey it. It's magnified by how much we treasure it. It's magnified by how much we share it. It's magnified by how much we hide it in our hearts, and then not just hide it in our hearts, but how it washes and cleanses us and helps us to think differently. We praise Him for His magnified word. We praise Him that we have the full counsel of God. We have the full scriptures, all the scriptures, 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. We praise Him for His magnified word. We praise Him that we have the Spirit of God inside of us, and so we can be sanctified through His truth. His word is truth. And part of our worship is to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and it's to praise Him and to thank Him for His word. How much have you magnified His word? The Bible says here, for thou hast magnified His word. If God's magnifying His word, so should we. As part of our worship intelligently, we want to thank Him and praise Him for His mercy and truth. We want to praise Him for His magnified word. Think about so many people in this world today that you have yet to read the entire Bible because they don't even have it in their language. That should be a prayer request. I'm so encouraged by the Bearing Precious Seed Canada. They met their goal. I hope you saw that video. They met their goal. And I think 400 and some thousand dollars is going into John and Romans. And we praise God for that. We praise God for His Word. And no amount of money that we spend to get the Word of God to other people is too much money. Because the only way someone is going to get saved, the only way someone's going to grow in the Lord is through His Word. No one can be saved apart from the Word of God, folks. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That goes beyond saving faith into living faith. When we do discipleship at Anchor Baptist Church, we have a discipleship book, but that's not the key book. The key book of discipleship is these 66 books right here. So we must magnify the Word of God in our Sunday school teaching, in our preaching, in our Bible club, in our teen Bible club, in our RU ministry, everything that we do. Ladies Bible study, what is it that should be magnified? Discipleship, what is it that should be magnified? The Word of God. We need to worship Him intelligently, praising Him for His mercy and truth, praising Him for His Word, and then lastly, praising Him for His mighty provision. Look at verse 3. In the day when I cried, Thou answerest me and strengthenest me. You answered me and You made me strong. What is that? That's provision. We need to praise Him for His mighty provision. God always provides. Mark it down. Now, it may not be when you want it to be. If that's the case, then you're not seeking God's will, and that's no way to live. God always provides. Psalm 37 in verse 25, the Bible says, that God's Word says, I have been young, amen, and now am old. No comments. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God always provides. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, what do you need tonight, friend? I'll tell you what you need. The greatest need that everyone has at some point in their life is to have Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's the greatest need. If that need has been met, then the greatest need you could ever have is already fulfilled. If you, by faith, accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then the greatest need you ever had has been met. Praise the Lord. But we still have needs, don't we? And that's why I'm grateful to, once again, with God's Word being emphasized, to let you know and to remind myself as well, God provides faithfully. Oh, we heard it 2 times. We saw it 2 times today, didn't we? You know, I hadn't even read the Days of Praise devotional, and the theme that God laid on my heart from Acts chapter 16, I think it was Lydia, the seller of purple, and she asked the men, if you judge me faithful to the Lord, that statement was made. I thought, you know, I want that to be said of me. I want to be judged faithful to the Lord, not for my own benefit, but for God's glory. And then we opened up the Days of Praise devotional, and we did that here at the house this morning. And what was it about? The faithfulness of God and us being faithful and the faithfulness of His Word. And oh, wasn't that such a blessing from one side and then from the other? God is just reminding you and me, even tonight, that we need to praise Him for His mighty provision. In 20 years of the Anchor Baptist Church, in 2 months we'll celebrate the 20-year anniversary. Time and time and time again, God has provided mightily. Time and time again, I have received something in the mail. I have received an email. I have received something from someone, a letter or a text message about this or that or the other. And it was about a praise of God's provision. Some of you, we've prayed for things. God's met them. And some others that are no longer with us that are in heaven now, some have moved to other places. And we prayed and God provided in a mighty way. Oh, what am I saying? It's time that we as God's people, in this present time of trouble, what is the trouble right now? What is the trouble? It doesn't matter what the trouble is. Let's, in these troubled times, let's worship God thankfully. Let's praise Him with song tonight. Amen. Let's praise Him. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's worship Him wholeheartedly. Are you putting more effort? Am I putting more effort into something temporal than into the eternal? May it not be said of us. Let's worship Him courageously. It's time to stand, and having done all, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having done all to stand. I've mixed up verses, but you know it. You know the principle there. Let's worship Him courageously. Let's worship Him intelligently. By God's grace, and God willing, we'll continue this message next Wednesday on worshiping God during troublesome times. The thing that we don't want to do is get caught up in what the devil is creating many times, and that is fear. For God hath not given you or me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God deserves our worship. God deserves our praise. Are you worshiping God? Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You for the opportunity to open Your Word. Lord, I must admit, very unconventionally in the last couple of weeks, I'm here with You in the room, Lord, and I'm thankful that You're with me and You never leave me and You never forsake me. But standing in a little room with a camera, Father, I pray that You would take Your Word now, You'd press it down and shake it together, and the blessings would come running over for Your honor and glory. For Lord, it is Your Word that does not return void. It matters not how it is presented, as long as it's presented truthfully. And we've tried to do that with Your help, Lord, of course, not in my own power. We pray, Lord, that Your will would be done in everyone's life that's listening tonight. We pray for the one that is listening right now that's not saved. Oh God, I pray that You would put them under such deep conviction that they would have to get saved before the night is out. And then Lord, I pray for the one that is in the middle of a troublesome time right now, that they would meditate on these thoughts. Father, I lift up the Anchor Baptist Church as a whole, and I pray, God, that Your will would be done in Anchor Baptist Church. Father, I don't even know what to ask, but I ask that Your will would be done. We thank You and praise You, Lord, for all You're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you once again for faithfully being involved in the live stream ministry of Anchor Baptist Church. And I trust that you are in your word, in God's word every day. I trust that you're praying and seeking God's will for your life and the life of your family. I trust you're praying for the ministries of Anchor Baptist Church. And I trust that you're giving tithes and offerings. All of this I'm saying right now, to God be the glory. And I trust that these truths that we gave tonight, and God willing, we'll talk some more next Wednesday night, should the Lord tarry's coming, about worshiping God in troublesome times. He's worthy. He's worthy. The news that you might hear between now and the next time we meet might be difficult. Just remember, He's worthy of your worship. He's worthy of our praise. Wholeheartedly, thankfully, joyfully, you know, unreservedly, intelligently, courageously. You could come up with a lot of other words, I'm sure. Again, thank you for being a part of the service tonight of Anchor Baptist Church. I love you, and I'm praying for you. Have a great evening.